Atoms are the basic components of matter. You meet atoms every day. They behave like nature's indestructible Legos. In these encounters, atoms are really not created or destroyed. Rather, atoms can form specific attachments, in a way, like various Lego pieces. They give rise to familiar structures called molecules. I'm chemist Bill McLaughlin, and I will be your host introducing and explaining a familiar molecule in each episode. You're listening to Monday's Molecule, a regular feature of KGVM Radio. How often have you heard the reminder, "Don't forget your sunscreen"? We typically follow this advice in summer, but remember, sunscreen is still needed in winter, and even on cloudy days of summer. Even though the sun is 93 million miles away from Earth, we still need protection from the sun. The sun's rays reaching Earth, and therefore us, include ultraviolet radiation, which can damage our skin. It can even cause premature aging in skin, and potentially increase the risk of skin cancer. Properly applied sunscreen can reduce all those harmful effects. Well, how does sunscreen do that? Today's Monday Molecule is a common sunscreen ingredient called oxybenzone. First, let's look at those high-energy ultraviolet energy rays coming from the sun. We can classify ultraviolet rays that reach Earth as either UVA or UVB. Both are harmful, but in different areas. UVA penetrates below our initial skin layers and can cause damage as it destroys collagen and can even cause DNA mutations. And that's the structure that gives us chemical instructions for life. UVA is also more responsible for our tanning process. Tanning is the way our bodies respond to the damage caused by these rays. The darker coloring is an attempt to further reduce UVA's rays penetration. UVB makes up a lower percentage of the sun's ultraviolet rays. However, the energy in UVB rays cause the painful redness of a sunburn on the surface of your skin. There are two methods of protection that can be found in sunscreens. Physical protection results from having minerals like zinc oxide and titanium oxide, which make sunscreens white, that can be spread over your skin. These minerals simply block the UV rays from hitting our skin. Their protection is sort of like when you apply wax over the paint in a car. The wax blocks sunlight, oxygen, and water from damaging the underlying paint. The second protective method is called chemical. In this case, certain molecules are mixed in the lotion, oil, or spray, and they coat our skin. When atoms attach to each other to form molecules, they do so in exact ways. The ways that atoms in a molecule of oxybenzone are connected makes it possible for the molecule to absorb the energy of UV radiation. Not all molecules can absorb energy as well as oxybenzone. The arrangement of atoms in oxybenzone allows absorbance of UV rays before they hit our skin. Imagine the UV rays are packets of precise amounts of energy. Scientists call these packets photons. If a packet is just the right amount of energy for a certain part of the oxybenzone molecule to absorb, the energy the photon has won't reach our skin. You know that some vending machines, for example, car wash stations, and parking meters are restricted to only take in certain amounts of money. When the proper amount of money is taken in, the machines work properly. Not just any amount of money will work. Well, molecules also have restrictions. They can only absorb certain energy packets. Oxybenzone and some other chemicals found in sunscreens contain restrictions about absorbing energy. In fact, they absorb UV energy packets particularly well, and that keeps those energy packets from getting to your skin and causing damage. Are there side effects of oxybenzone in sunscreen? FDA studies do not show any major side effects when sunscreens are properly used. However, other studies claim that oxybenzone is harmful. If oxybenzone is absorbed through the skin rather than staying on the skin surface, it may act as a hormone disruptor. Controversy about oxybenzone also includes potential harm to the environment. The state of Hawaii is planning to ban all oxybenzone-containing sunscreens. This ban is not about human health concerns, though. There is ample evidence that when oxybenzone washes into water, it can be a factor in bleaching sensitive coral. When a sunscreen can block or absorb both UVA and UVB, it is labeled broad spectrum. This is an advantage since both types of UV are harmful. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends that sunscreen protects against a broad spectrum of the sun's energy in ultraviolet. It also must be water resistant and have a minimum SPF, which stands for sun protective factor, and that indicates how much longer it would take for UV rays to burn your skin than if you did not use any sunscreen. So the American Academy of Dermatology recommends an SPF rating minimum of 30. Sunscreens may be labeled as water and sweat resistance, but they no longer can be labeled as water and sweat proof, just resistant. Dermatologists also highly recommend that sunscreen applications be applied frequently. So, what is the verdict on oxybenzone? Are the risks worth the benefit? No question, it does what it's supposed to do. Can you get similar effects from other molecules? Yes, there are many sunscreens that do not contain oxybenzone. Small changes in the structure of a molecule enable it to absorb different packets of energy. So find out more about the ingredients and choices by making a visit to reliable websites. Read the labels before applying sunscreen. Follow the instructions. You can contact me via email for more questions and about oxybenzone and to suggest other interesting molecules for Monday Molecule programs that you'd like to know more about. Contact me at mondaysmolecule@gmail.com.